Hi, and welcome to the 5-Word Prayers Daily, a 5-day-a-week daily devotional where we share the word, prayers, and our heart. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. I love our guest-hosted shows. We have the best guest hosts on here, and today's guest is no exception. Trisha Goyer is not only a dear and longtime friend of mine, she's also someone I deeply admire. Buckle up, because she comes with some impressive stats. You ready for this? 70 plus published books. Yep. Married 28 years, 10 kids and 2 bonus daughters, and homeschooling for 25 years. Goodness, I don't know where to put all that in my brain. I'll tell you that for sure. But here's what you most need to know. This woman is a woman of deep faith, a commitment to the gospel, and a passion to invest in the next generation. She's perfect to join our Parenting Month on the show because she's just released, what else, a new book called Calming Angry Kids, Help and Hope for Parents in the Whirlwind. And I think all of us can relate to the whirlwind. Amen. I'm excited to hear from her today. So welcome to the show, my friend, Trisha Goyer.
I never thought I was an angry person until my husband and I adopted 7 kids, 6 of them from foster care, and I had to deal with my kids blowing up in my face time and time again. Soon, it just wasn't during their angry moments that I found myself angry. The anger seeped into other areas, and I was mad because of the chaos and the mess all around me. I remember praying, God, John and I have thought we were doing the right thing here, but this is so hard. And why am I mad all the time? What God showed me is the process of adoption wasn't just about John and I helping the kids and transforming their lives. God wanted to show me that there was work He wanted to do in my life. My mad was a way for me to realize there were changes that needed to take place in my heart too. I learned to depend on God more. Now, I'm a highly productive person. I can manage a lot. I write and I homeschool. I mentor young moms. I keep a tidy house, or I should say, I used to be able to do all these things. And when I couldn't do these things well, I found myself mad about that. So now, I was not only not as productive, but I was angry too. The first few years after our adoptions were hard, and I found myself resenting the time that anger took away from my things. Yet, as I turned to God, I realized how much I'd been doing it on my own. Discovering my own weaknesses and shortcomings made me depend on God more. I needed Him to give me wisdom for these new challenges. I needed Him to help me control my anger. I also needed Him even more to do the things I used to do easily, like work projects. God taught me surrender like I never knew it before, and I became closer to Him in the process. I also learned I can control my temper. I didn't have a big anger problem for the first 20 years of parenting because my kids didn't test me in big ways. Sure, I get annoyed and frustrated, but as I dealt with angry kids, I felt my voice rising along with theirs, and I found my fist balling up. I found myself slamming doors. Again, I turned to God. I asked Him to be strong where I was weak. I asked for the fruit of His Spirit in me to be present in all my interactions, especially the ones that made me angry. And when the anger kept coming, I sent up a prayer. I also learned to use calming techniques on myself and to be a model for my children. Overall, through the process of parenting challenging angry kids, I've been able to change and transform myself with God's help. I'm so thankful that through this process, God has shown me things about my heart that needed to be changed. More importantly, He helped me to change and to draw closer to Him in the process.
Well, thank you, Trisha, for your wisdom and encouragement here. And friends, her book, Calming Angry Kids, is linked in our show notes, as well as all the information about Trisha you can find there. Go check it out. Thanks, as always, for listening to the 5-Word Prayers Daily with Lisa Whittle. Jesus is everything, and may He be your everything today. You've been listening to the Five Word Prayers Daily. Hey, have you connected with me on social media? I'm in all the usual places. Instagram at Lisa Whittle, Facebook official Lisa Whittle, Twitter at Lisa R. Whittle, and of course my website, lisawhittle.com, where you can find all the podcasts, book and speaking information, and where I do still blog occasionally, believe it or not. Come visit me and connect with me anytime.